This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
I just hit record. We live, Mike.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah. Back again. This time, no Joey, even though he's making us watch this. I don't know if this is going to be a long convo or a short one, because there's a certain point in this movie where I was just like, I mean, the whole time, it's like, what the fuck am I watching? But there was really a point where it was like, no, really, what the fuck am I watching?
I had to like go back and watch like the first 30 minutes of this again. So,
oh, hell.
It's one of those movies.
Oh, we definitely gonna get into it. But first, Mike, you know what you gotta do, man.
Theme music?
Yes, sir. I know you listen, Mike.
Yeah, let's go. Video hustle, whole 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 video hustle, whole
hustle, motherfucking hustle, hustle, motherfucking hustle, hustle, motherfucking hustle, hustle, motherfucking hustle. Hustle, motherfucking hustle.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. All that good shit. Happy holidays and whatnot. My name is Brent. And this is the Home Video Hustle, where we hustle, motherfucking hustle. PJ, unfortunately, is not here, but I got good news, folks. He said that he will be able to record. Actually, as we record this, it's Wednesday. And he said he'll be able to record on Thursday. So that means tomorrow we might be recording an episode. So he'll get at least one movie in this month. At least. Maybe two. If we can record, I might even do bonus shits. But PJ will be back. Like James Bond, he will return, goddammit.
Are you sure James Bond's going to return?
I mean, are we spoiling movies right now? I mean, I don't give a fuck. I can do it. Hey, have y'all seen No Time to Die? Because if you hadn't seen it, it better be time for you to turn this shit off for a minute. Or no, don't turn. No, fuck, don't turn. I'll just turn the volume down for like 2 seconds. One, two. Yeah, James Bond dead as fuck. Dead as fuck. Blown the fuck up. My man basically did the Harrison Ford, or what's his name? I almost said fucking Johnny Knox. What was his fucking name? Johnny Depp. It's like, yo, I'll come back and do that movie, but I'm going to die because I won't do this shit no more. And I think, honestly, all right, we gonna rate the deaths here. Okay, so James Bond at the end of that movie got basically fucking nuked, like, to oblivion. And Johnny Depp and old boy, the other dude, I can't think of his name right now, from 21 Jump Street, just got chopped the fuck up. And then Harrison Ford got shanked and thrown into a pit. Who died the hardest? Because I think James Bond died the hardest.
I'd say James Bond died the hardest out of those three.
That's when you
Four.
You get nuked, man. It's a whole new level of the game. Evisceration.
It's more than getting your spine broken.
That's right, it ain't.
I broke my back. Spinal.
This is episode 230 what, Mike?
233, maybe.
Wrong!
Episode 236. And because of Joey... Again, I don't know why I keep letting Joey talk me into these things this month. I'm just feeling that spirit of the Soul Wizard podcast. We doing wizard shit this month, apparently.
More wizard shit than Lord of the Rings.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing. That's the whole point of this month now. Joey is helping me do more wizard shit than any of the motherfuckers in Middle Earth ever fucking did. Suck my dick, y'all. I don't care. Those movies are boring. Joey, this time, at first it was Roller Gator, and then it was Rap City Street Kids Believe in Santa. Now, the trifecta, the trilogy of Joey's trilogy. And now we watched Christy, Santa's first female reindeer. I had heard of this movie, but I had completely forgotten it because I watch a show called Best of the Worst, which Mike also watches.
So I was like, yeah.
So I was like, I've heard of this, but I don't know what it is. And then when I saw it, it all came back. This is going to be...
That shit is a two-pack of ass.
Am I spoiling it by saying that it was? Is that a spoiler? As we record this, I haven't put out the video because I want to make sure I had a recording first, but I'm going to put out a video after this and you can see exactly what it looks like. It's just like Rap City Street Kids. When they saw that clip, they knew that it was going to be that Tupac ass. So this came out in 1996. Now, the motherfucking IMDb and all that's an hour and 25 minutes, but thank it wasn't. It's actually an hour and 19 minutes. I don't know why that happens, where they put the wrong fucking times up. This happens more often than you think, where I got to go back and rewrite the damn number. And this was direct to video, of course, and shot on video even. So there are no numbers. I don't know how much this cost to make. I don't know how much it made. I assume $20 to make, and it made $10 back. But I could be very fucking wrong. But I do have IMDb numbers, Mike. Out of 10, what do you think this got on IMDb?
I'm going to say this is 3.1.
Oh, he cheated.
That shit is a two-pack of ass.
He cheated. 3.1 out of 10.
I looked at it before we did this episode. All right, well, I knew you were going to ask me that.
You got. What about Letterboxd? You look at Letterboxd?
No, I didn't look at
Letterboxd. Ooh, there we go. What about Letterboxd? What do you think it got?
I'm going to say like 2.6.
Ooh, do I get that to him? And
wrong!
You get both since you cheated the first time. It's 2.2 out of 5. Oh, and guess what? Actually, let me pull up my phone because our friend Joey actually left a review for this on Letterboxd. And I need to go and read that so you guys can see how insane that Joey is. So Christy Santa's first female reindeer. Yes, 5 stars from Joey. He rewatched it on December 18th of 2021, so not even that long ago. A bad movie classic, so ineptly made that watching it feels like a fever dream. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about when I say I love bad movies, not that Sharknado bullshit. I challenge anyone to explain what the fuck Jack Frost is doing in this movie. I dare you. That's Joey's review.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Oh, and then Markellis, also from the Soul Wizard podcast, left a review, but no stars. But he did leave a written review. He just says, this movie is an insult to the word movies. I respect the effort, green screen, miniatures, and animation, but yikes. So there you go. There's the Soul Wizard crew and their opinion. I forgot to turn the Xbox off. I should probably do that so it could make a noise in the background. Huh?
Might help.
Professional. Turn that shit off. There you go. So 3.1 out of 10, 2.2, but then Joey gives it a 5. So this is directed by Bill Porter Sr. and John W. Porter, two directors for this. Remember this, folks. And it is starring Bill Porter, Nicole Bradner, Lyle Dykstra, John W. Porter, Jennifer Shaw, Sarah Lack, Eileen Porter, and Deb Kelly. If you don't know any of those names, guess what? I don't either.
Don't know any.
I'm trying to get ready for this, Mike. I'm going to say, man, first, before we even get to the movie, when and how did you watch this?
I watched it a couple of days ago on the fabulous YouTube.
Hey.
The transfer was, yeah, pretty shitty.
That shit is not gonna get a two-pack of ass.
I don't think it's going to get a 4K release on Criterion or anything like that in the near future.
I don't even know if Vinegar Syndrome would do it. They might even be like, fuck that.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to touch that.
MC Hammer shit. I also watched it on YouTube, and I watched it at work because fuck it. I ain't had nothing going on. And how do I? I don't want to spoil too much, man, but I'll just say that I checked the timer 5 times. So, yeah, I felt it. So thanks, Joey.
Now, I think I checked it more like 10 times on my end.
Cool. So. See, I thought I was bad. I was struggling. I was trying so hard not to, but there was points where literally I was like, I have to do this. I must know. I must learn, like KRS-One told me. God damn it. So it only got up to 5, though. I forget what the record is. I think the record is like 7 or 8. So we ain't beat the record. But Joey, not Joey, fuck. Mike, see, Joey, you on my fucking mind. See, now you planted this shit in my head. And now when I think of this movie, now I think of you, Joey. And it's your fault. God damn it. Mike.
Yeah.
How does this shit start? Please help me.
This starts out in a winter wonderland scene, but it looks kind of like a really cheap model that you would see like at a Hallmark store.
Mm-hmm.
And you get this whack ass clip art animation of Santa flying his 8 reindeer.
Oh, the fucking way that the deer moved their legs had me dying. Right from the jump. I was like, what the fuck? My literal note that I wrote down was stiff ass sleigh. So there you go. And then next to it, I wrote Adult Swim looking shit. But see, Adult Swim does this on purpose. I think they're really trying to do some shit here. And then I also noticed, I don't know if it was the old VHS rip or if it was something with the green screen, but there's a fucking black line right at the top of the screen. And my eyes could not move away from, like, why is there a fucking black line at the top of the screen?
I didn't notice that black line.
Oh, I immediately went right to it. I'm like, was the screen tearing? What the fuck? But I think, my first note, I'm pretty sure this is Santa. And then, folks, I will also say, I watched this a couple days ago. It has already pretty much left my mind. So this is going to be one of them type episodes, folks. Almost like Rap City Street Kids. But that was 40 minutes. It's an hour 19. So thanks, Joey.
I was going to say, I watched this a couple of days ago. I watched like the first 30 minutes like a couple of hours ago. But it's already starting to leave my mind again, too. So this is going to be one of those episodes, folks.
As I'm saying, I don't know if it's going to be long. I don't know if it's going to be short. I don't know if it's going to be sweet. I don't know if we're going to be angry. It's going to be something, though, and it's going to be Joey's fault. That's the one thing I can tell you, Will, is that it's Joey's fault.
I can't really blame Joey for me doing this episode, because I was just like, yeah, I'll help Brent out on this. So I can't even say fuck you, Joey, on this. So,
hey, guess what? I can. He suggested it. The crazy thing is that they're actually reviewing it on their show, I think, this week, maybe. So you can get a double dose of this shit. You can hear us talk about it. And you can hear Joey over there sploosh about it. That was a good year, though, Mike. That's what Santa says. I'm guessing that this is at the end of this, the present drop-offs. It's a good year. Time to go rest. And even cut to 5 months later. And I just wrote my note, it's crying ass girl. And you find out her name is Lilybell. She's an elf. But she didn't look like an elf. I didn't know what to, I thought it was just some random girl at the North Pole. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And I will say that a lot throughout the course of this, because I didn't know what the fuck was going on through a lot of this movie. And then when I finally figured out what was going on, I was incredibly bored. So, but we'll get to that part, because that's at the end. She's crying though, Mike, because she said, yo, fuck these kids. All these motherfuckers, all these motherfuckers want is toy cars and Vigia games and all this shit. Don't nobody want just some good old fashioned toys no more. Kids are so fucking greedy, Mike.
She wants dinosaurs. She liked it when kids like dinosaurs and not cars. She can't understand why kids like cars.
Yeah, she's a big fan of Everything I Learned from Movies podcast. She's a dinosaur person.
Are you sure this isn't something Izzy did many years ago and filmed this movie?
Oh shit. Was that Izzy playing that part right there? We just didn't know because she was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Untidy Venus, we got your ass. But I made a note here too, because this happened several times through the movie, and I don't know how they didn't just, I guess they just didn't give a fuck. I don't know. I mean, I'm about to talk about this and we do it here all the time, but I don't give a fuck. But they're stepping over each other's lines like a motherfucker. Like Santa's talking to Girly, and I don't know if their rhythm is off or something, because there'll be like a little pause, and then they'll both start talking at the same time, and then one will stop, and then they'll start doing their line again. And this happens more than once.
Yeah, the audio is like really shitty in this film. Like I had to put on the YouTube captions for this since it was so bad. Like whenever music happens and they're talking, it's like you can barely understand that. At times Santa's like when he's talking.
He sounded like that fucking grandma again.
Christmas.
Every time. Makes me laugh. I don't give a fuck. I've showed that to multiple people now. Joey has spread that one. I don't know if I'm going to show him this one, though. Maybe the people I don't like, that might be what I do this one. But I also made a note that the fucking chroma key in, it's like mad wobbly. Like when they do zoom ins and shit, it's going ape shit certain times. I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm telling you, this is like Adult Swim looking shit, but done legitimately. It's fucked up, man.
What do you think the purpose of this movie was?
To catch unsuspecting people off guard and make money off of them. Be like, oh, hey, kids, you like fucking reindeer? You like Santa Claus? Right here, here's a fucking movie. Go watch this while I go fuck your mother. That's pretty much, I think. It's the video babysitter. I got to go pound your mama out. So y'all just go watch this fucking reindeer movie for a minute.
I'm wondering if this guy like had a zoo or some animal habitat thing, because This seems like something cheaply produced that maybe he could sell in stores and like, oh, I made a film. Here's some merchandise. Buy this.
Oh, definitely.
And he just didn't know what the fuck he was doing when he made this film. So I don't know if I can call it a film.
In quotations and shit. I think, honestly, I thought the same thing, though. I'm like, especially because, like I said, once we get to that end part, he got mad animals. So I was like, this must be some zoo dude, some Tiger King motherfucker or some shit like that. And then, like you said, in his little gift shop, he's like, hey, you want to buy a movie? I made a movie. Buy the fucking tape. $29.99. How much you think he charged for this tape? I'm thinking $29.99.
Probably.
Because he seemed like he'd be like, oh, this is high quality filmmaking. All my animals been trained. $30, motherfucker. And somebody bought it. And just imagine being a kid and mom and dad like, hey, I got you this movie. You know, it's a Christmas movie. It's about Santa. And it's a new reindeer. And it's a woman reindeer. And it's all these elves. And there's a fucking, I don't know what the fuck to even call that thing. It was like Abominable Snowman and shit, or some Jack Frost is in it, and the kids like, oh shit, and then they watch it and then they just feel their brains melt.
Yeah, maybe it like got some inspiration for them to do shows like Adult Swim.
Well, actually, you have a child. Did she watch this with you?
She actually watched a little bit of it with me, but she was on her tablet most of the time, and I don't think her eyes really veered away from the tablet. Even if I was like, "Hey, there's a baby reindeer," she's just like playing on their tablet the whole entire time. So that's her review of the film.
That's all we need to say. We don't even need to say nothing else. The child was right there. They weren't interested. There's your review right there, folks. But there's one thing that happens a lot in this movie also. And I wrote a note every time it happens. This is when you get the first one. But you get a country song that basically, I guess, is explaining the plot in case you didn't get what was going on. And I don't remember any of the lyrics, so I can't help you. You just got to go to YouTube and watch the fucking movie. I dare you. And a lot, hey, and I'm just to tell y'all now, folks, a lot of this fucking review is just going to be me telling y'all what the fuck happened with no context, because a lot of this shit just seems to happen with no context. So it's not my fault. Blame Joey. But my next note is that they're walking through the springs and Santa is like phasing into the fucking snow because the goddamn green screen has got all this. He's got the white hat. And every time he walks in front of something white, like a bunch of snow everywhere, he's fucking phasing in and out of existence. And I did laugh a lot at that.
Yeah, I've read the trivia, and apparently they filmed this with a white screen background, so there's going to be a lot of shots where everything's kind of like transparent since they're all wearing white, so got a lot of that going on.
Maybe that explains the
blackface. And there's one major fuck-up I found the second time I watched just the first one? 30 minutes, when Jack Frost comes in.
Oh, we're going to talk about major fuck-up with Jack Frost coming in, because I legit sat up in my seat. I was like, oh, wait, huh? But we'll talk about it. I already said it just now if you heard me. Oh, yeah, there's a fucking baby reindeer. And what's her name? Lily Bell. It's like, hey, let's add her to the crew. And he like, oh, you know, she a baby. She got to be trained and all that. Well, he's like, well, train her, motherfucker. And let's name her Christy. Why did they name her Christy? I don't remember. Is it because of Christmas?
I don't remember either.
Christmas? Christy?
Could be.
I don't know. I'm just guessing, folks. Oh, you get another country song. Maybe that country song explained why she named it that. But I don't fucking remember. So we're going to move past that. And she's like, hey, how about we have Christmas for the wildlife? And Santa's like, yo, that's a good idea. At first, I was like, what the fuck does that even mean? But we find out later, in death, for a long period of time. And she's like, oh, because he's like, well, you can't have her lead the sleigh because she's too small. And then she's like, well, motherfucker, let's get a goddamn smaller sleigh. And then she can lead the motherfucking sleigh. Quit trying to talk your way out of this, pops. You're going to put her on a fucking sleigh, all right? Because I think he even says something. He says something else. I just remember her going like, bro, ask her. Ask her if she wants to lead the fucking sleigh. I bet you she'll want to do it. And then I guess he asked her, and she's like, yeah. However the fuck reindeer sound. I don't know. That's like I was dying just now. And then guess what, folks? Another country song. Yeah. It's 2 days later. And what the fuck does that note say? Santa is waxing. Oh, Santa is waxing poetic about life and growth, because you're getting the little montage of him taking care of Christy and Christy getting older and wise and strong and bigger, all that good shit. While that's going on, the elves, they find a smaller sleigh, but it needs rehabilitated, all that good shit. So they start working on that, Mike. And then there's literally, Mike, a scene where it just shows Santa playing with tools. Leaves nowhere. He's just playing with tools. I don't know why, other than the field time. But he played with them tools, though.
Filmmaking.
Exactly. Filmmaking. We need to fill exactly a minute and a half of screen time. I'll just fidget with my tools and done. Do it. Basically, is how I imagine how that scene went. Oh, the sleigh got restored. They fucking painted it and shit. I guess that's cool. Bam, early July now. Time is fucking moving. And so now he's done playing with his tools, Mike. Now he's just over there playing with like collars and leashes and shit. Which at first I was like, yo, I kind of, like I said, I was zoning in and out of this movie. I'm like, yo, is he about to do some BDSM shit? What the fuck is this? Like Santa about to go get his freak on with Mrs. Claus.
50 Shades of Mary.
Oh, shit. Let's make it. There's the porn parody. Somebody fucking do it and get it out by Saturday. God damn it. That's money. Oh, and then Mike, September. The time is just flying in this bitch. Oh, shit. That was here. Okay, September. Do you remember all that good shit? Fucking Santa Claus is there's a song playing. And I swear to God, they show Santa strapping up the motherfucking BDSM shit on the goddamn reindeer on Christy, and I fucking swear that he was playing with the reindeer's asshole. I swear, I was like, what the fuck? I don't know if he was just like rearranging the tail, but it looked like fingers went in that booty, Mike. I know I ain't tripping. I know I saw that shit, man.
Now I think we know why this video was actually made.
Exactly. And I knew why Joey gave it 5 stars. Now I got you, Joey. Put that on the back of the box. 5 stars from Joey. I love the finger in the ass. Oh, shit. After that, oh, have you ever watched Babylon 5?
I think I've seen bits of it.
Okay, so you might not get the reference exactly, but we're introduced to Mrs. Claus here, and you have to look it up on your phone or something, I swear, but when I saw her, I immediately like burst out laughing because I'm like, she looks like fucking Londo from Babylon 5. So every time I saw her name is now Londo in my notes because that's all I saw every fucking time. And I know somebody's going to probably be like, oh, she don't look like that. Shut up. Yes, she did. To me, goddammit. That shit was Londo. Santa fucking aliens out here. And after that, I'm pretty sure that it was some slight animal abuse popping off here because motherfucking Santa, I guess, is training Christy. And he's yoking her up a couple of times, like, but with the little collar around the neck. And because I was even like, goddamn, dog, why you yoking her up so hard? Like, what did that look like that to you, Mike, or am I just tripping?
Kind of looked like that to me, unfortunately.
Okay, so I'm like, he kind of got, dude, fucking jump. And then she does the fucking jump. And they show that jump several times because, like I said, we got to pad the motherfucking movie out. And then it's October, but not just October. It's October the next year. So like I said, we just jumping all over the fucking place. We just quantum leaping this bitch everywhere. And the scene starts with the elf girlies. And I made a note that Lily Bell is like, starts seeing, looking straight into the fucking camera. And she must have realized that they were live because then she hurries up and turns her head and shit. And I was like, yeah, I caught your ass, girl. All right, now, Mike, I'm gonna let you start this off because I want to see what you say about it. But we're introduced to Jack Frost. Please tell me about Jack Frost, Mike.
Well, first of all, we see like Jack Frost in this like purple ball that's kind of roaming around the countryside. He appears and he's got like this blue face makeup going on, the spiky hair, and he's kind of like dressed like a pimp little bit.
Okay, so I must have been bugging then because I was like, you said blue face. I thought black face. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I know they ain't doing that in this movie. It can't be. I like, it must be just the VHS quality. I'm like, it gotta be gray or blue or something. I was like, it can't be black. You can't be doing me like this, Joey. God damn it.
I think it would be blue just because it go with the Jack Frost theme.
Okay. So
now if they were doing blackface, then wow, then why? Then this is Song of the South too.
All over again. But I will admit, Joey, I will say I was half asleep at this part. So I just might have caught a bad glance of it. Because when they show him later, you can tell that it's not black. But at this part right here, I legit woke up, sat up in the seat. I was like, whoa, I know that didn't just come out of nowhere. And what exactly is Jack Frost doing, Mike?
Jack Frost he was like talking to Santa at first.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about like the progress that Christy, the female reindeer, has made. And then this weird thing happens where they're like, it seems like they're talking about Christy's mom, like how she's been a good reindeer and is doing all this hard work, but they're not showing that at all. They're showing like Jack Frost pouring water into ice cubes and then putting it into a glass. So it's like there was like a major fuck up there.
Major fuck ups everywhere.
But I mean, I was so surprised the second time I saw that because I didn't notice it the first time. I must have just been out of it. But the second time, I was like, wow, they fucked up.
You got me curious to go back and rewatch it, which is terrible because I don't want to do that.
But yeah, the audio does not match the scene at all.
No.
Showing. Like, so I think they must have meant to show a reindeer scene at that point and they just fucked up.
There were several fucking times where like you can tell they ADR'd shit after the fact because there was a point where they even zoom in on Santa's face. And the fucking, he's talking, his lips are barely moving. I'm like, why would y'all zoom in on his fucking face if his fucking lips aren't going to move, y'all? Come on, son. The fuck y'all doing? Unless that's supposed to be in his head. I don't fucking know. But his mouth was moving just, I don't know. It's fucked up. Like Mike said, it's fucked up. And we got more filler. Because my next note is that Londo and the fucking elves are like, what are they doing? They're playing with pine cones. They're like painting them or something.
They're
playing
peanut butter. Yeah, they're putting peanut butter on pine cones. I think it's treats for the animals.
Oh, and see, I'm thinking they painting the damn things. I didn't even see peanut butter. It's like, why the fuck are they painting pine cones? The fuck am I watching? And then I did get a kick out of this, I can't lie. We cut back to Jack Frost, and every time they show him in the little bubble that Mike is talking about, I don't know if we got any SpongeBob fans listening, but there's a SpongeBob character called the Dirty Bubble, and I thought of that every fucking time they showed that. He's basically in the woods doing his Jack Frost shit, but he has on the motherfucking boxing like robe, like, and it's got like some bootleg Rocky music playing, like he's getting ready to go, he's getting hype with the fake Rocky music playing on the back of it. It just says Frost instead of Balboa, I guess. So my notes, I just put Frost Balboa, and he's out there. What the fuck is he even doing? Is this where he's painting leaves and shit? Okay, yeah, he's out there. He's changing the color of the leaves. He's
getting his Bob Ross on.
Yeah, but he's legitimately just sitting there on like a stool and actually one by one painting all of the leaves by hand. And like I said, and they show this shit. Because like I said, they need that time to fucking fill. They need to hit that fucking full length run time. So you get to sit and watch him paint leaves for like, I swear it felt like 3 minutes. It might have been shorter, but it felt like 3 minutes to me. Oh, and then
felt like 5 minutes.
See, look, it ain't just me then. Because I even wrote a note after that because it keeps going because my note says Frost is using the Force with bootleg superhero music. I don't even remember that now. Do you remember what the fuck I'm even talking about?
No, I don't. It's gone at this point.
I think I kind of remember. It was like he was like throwing his hands up and it was like little sound effects. And I think the background of the sky was changing. He was like changing colors of the background or some shit. And it was like the little fake superhero sounding like fake Avengers music or something. And then you introduced the motherfucking Tanglefoot, which pretty much just looks like a fucking Wampa from the Empire Strikes Back for the Star Wars fans out there. You know what? Can you tell me about Tanglefoot, Mike?
Yeah, Tanglefoot, he's a fuck up pretty much. They about got the sleigh finished, and he goes in. He's like, "Oh, I want to help," and he just like he pretty much fucks up their progress. Like the sleigh gets messed up, and they're like, "Get the fuck out of here, Tanglefoot! You're fucking everything up."
He's like ultimate bumblefuckery. I even wrote that in my notes. I just put Tanglefoot equals bumblefuck. There you go. See, I remembered.
Yeah, he goes and hangs out by some rocks, and Jack Frost talks to him.
He hypes him up.
He's like, "Oh, you can help out. You can show Santa what you're made of," and just at the next opportunity, just try to take it on.
You're like, yeah, you just going to sit here and sulk like a little bitch, Tanglefoot? You want to go help? Go fucking help. Don't let them stop you. Don't let nothing stop you, Tanglefoot. Go do that shit. God damn it. And so he goes to do that shit. Oh, actually, I take that back. Before he goes and does the part I was going to say, I forgot. There's a lot of Tanglefoot shit all of a sudden. It's all back to back, too. But he goes, I guess, to the, what do we call it? It's like Santa's house or his cabin or whatever. Santa, for some reason, is out at a goddamn payphone, which all tells you how old this is now. It's probably kids looking at this like, what the fuck is that? I tell people all the time, because I guess people think I'm younger than I am, but I'll be talking about like payphones and shit. They'll be like, man, you don't know nothing about payphones. I used to get a fucking payphone every day. Fuck you. I almost got arrested at a payphone once at the fucking mall.
I know you had a bad experience at Easton once, but I didn't
Several.
I don't know about the phone incident.
Several experiences at Easton. I saw somebody get killed at Easton. It's crazy, but I was at the fucking phone booth. Me and my friends were doing that guerrilla style filmmaking back in broadcasting school. We were filming something. I forget if it was a music video or something. Some dudes came, like the little security dudes came over there and was harassing us and shit. Talking about, if you don't have a permit to film here, so we're going to call the cops if you don't leave. So we're like, okay, sure. And I just hid the camera inside my jacket and just got the shots we needed anyway. And then they actually called the cops. And they had to have already called them before they came over there, because they came like a minute or two later. And they came up running. And I just like, oh, I'm out. And I just banged out. Like, I'm out. I got my shot. So, yeah, I know all about payphones. But, yeah, he's calling. And he's like giving instructions of shit that needs to be done. And, of course, Tanglefoot is there. And so he's writing down all the notes. So you know bumblefuckery is about to happen. And then bumblefuckery happens because Tanglefoot is trying to get the sleigh ready like Santa wanted. But he ends up pushing it too hard on the ice and it starts to slide. And then it slides right the fuck off a cliff.
Best part of the film.
It honestly was. Watching them like and doing the little green screen run and shit. It reminded me, there's a fucking video game called Mortal Kombat Mythology Sub-Zero on the PlayStation 1 and Nintendo 64. And they digitized real actors on a green screen. So when you run in that game, it looks super weird. It's like he's running in place, but the screen is moving. Me and my brother always call it the Sub-Zero run when we see shit like this. And that's what they were doing. They were Sub-Zero running towards this sleigh, and they were like pretty much not moving nowhere. And then the sleigh gets to the end, and it like kind of like wonky animation quality bullshit kind of falls. But then the dirty bubble pops up and I guess saves it. See, at first I thought your mans was being an asshole when he did this. I thought this was like nefariously done. But I guess later on, I can't tell if Jack Frost is an asshole or not.
I think what happens, it does get caught in like a snowfall, like a little avalanche, because it gets into that waterfall that they're talking about earlier in the film. Like,
yeah,
oh, we got to beware of that waterfall. So it gets fucked up. It gets buried underneath the snow. The elves are all pissed at Tanglefoot. He goes back to the rocks, and then Jack Frost is telling him, hey, you got the strength to get that sleigh out. You can do it. And don't be sitting around here sulking. So pretty much Tumblefoot, or whatever the fuck his name is, goes.
Bumblefoot? I like that.
What, Bumblefuck?
or Bumblefoot, whichever one.
Bumblefoot. I think that's actually a name of like a guitarist. I think he might have been the guy that replaced the lead singer of Asia.
Oh, speaking of which, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to derail from this weak ass movie real quick. I got a card in the mail from you, and I want to say thank you for that first. And
you're welcome.
Did you send me CDs too?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so that was you because it didn't have your name. So I was like, hold on, who the fuck sent me Frank Zappa CDs? Because it didn't say from you, it said from like Bob or some shit. So I'm like, hold on, how the fuck Bob got my address first? And why the fuck?
Bob from Twin Peaks.
Oh my God, yeah, they really don't send me shit. I don't want to see that motherfucker. But so yeah, I want to say thank you because I'm actually like 0% familiar with Frank Zappa. I know nothing. So this is going to be an experience listening to that stuff.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. I think you'll like the best of. I think the other one was Hot Rats. Mm-hmm. And that's a little bit different, but I think you should like that too. I think it's like one of his more popular albums. So
I know about him, but I've never really like listened to it. I know there's two connections that I have with him, and I'm pretty sure I know for sure one. Because I think he was like a Mystery Science Theater fan, right? Because I know they mentioned him a lot on they. Yeah. Okay, so they talk about him a lot. And then I swear, like Duckman too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I love both of those shows. So I'm like, I am familiar with that name and the person. I just don't know a whole lot about his music. But then I was looking at the back of the Greatest Hits CD, and I see a song called Don't Eat the Yellow Snow. And I'm like, that sounds familiar. I might have heard that one. And then,
yeah, he was also on Ren and Stimpy as well.
Oh, well, there you go. I used to watch that. Okay, so I guess I know this dude, but I just never actually heard his music before. And there was another song called My Guitar Wants to Kill Your Mama, which I was like, I have to hear that song.
Yeah, I was wondering if you got the card and CD, so I'm glad to hear they came in.
Yeah, I hadn't checked my mailbox in a couple of, because I was out of, I went to North Carolina over the weekends. My mom moved down there because of her job. She got a new job, and so we were down there chilling. So it had been days since I checked that shit. And so I opened it up, and it was just a ton of shit in there. I had my motherfucking Shaw Scope Blu-ray set in there. I didn't even know that had came. I just opened it up. I was like, oh, shit. So I'm glad I checked this damn thing. God damn, leaving that shit out in the cold all these days. So yeah, I would say thank you, though, for that. And I was even hyped when I saw the envelope because there's a stamp on there, and it says, what does it say? It says Forever USA Hip Hop DJ with the little turntablist on there. So I was like, that's what's up. I've never actually seen a turntablist sticker before. Or a stamp, I'm sorry, not sticker.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I appreciate that shit, man. I've been trying to, because I was actually just talking to my boy Eric about this at work, and I'm like, I'm trying to expand my music horizons a little bit more, because I've gotten to the point with hip-hop where like I have all of that shit now. I mean I don't have everything. There's little gaps here and there, but for the most part I know of and have pretty much every fucking thing. Like I don't know where else to go, really. I've been collecting that shit since middle school, and I'm 31 now, almost 31. So I was like, fuck it. One area that's been untapped is rock and roll music. I don't know really shit about a lot of that stuff, so I started listening to stuff, and I'm like hip to Metallica now and fucking Megadeth, and now I got Frank Zappa CDs, and you sent me some like stuff too, so I've been trying to get in there a little bit more. I actually fuck with the Megadeth Greatest Hits CD a lot, actually. I've been bumping that. So yeah, I'm trying to be more musically inclined. So hey. Oh shit.
You don't want to get deep into Soulja Boy's discography or
No, I'm good, man. I was there when it was popular and I didn't want to hear it then. It ain't for me, man. There's a whole audience for that shit. I'm just not in that audience, brother. I can't do it. And don't get me wrong, like I love Miami bass music. I love dumb, just booty shake music. Hell, I listen to a song called Shake That Ass, Bitch, and Let Me See What You Got. Like, I love that song. Or I like the Trina, whoop, whoop, pull over that ass too fat. Like, I listen to that type of shit. Don't get me wrong. But just the newer stuff just doesn't appeal to me like that older stuff did. I can't say it's not as hype. It's hype for the kids, I guess. I say that like I'm, what, I was like 15 when it came out. But I don't know. It just never appealed to me like that Miami, like 2 Live Crew and shit did. It's not the same. 6ix9ine Boys, 95 South, all that shit. It's not the same. So I can't do it. Because I know I get flack for that all the time where people be like, oh, you talking shit about, like you said, like Soulja Boy or some, but you listen to 2 Live Crew, they don't be talking about shit either. I'm like, yeah, but they shit sound better. So fuck you. What you going to say now? I know it's dumb, but I like it. It ain't even a guilty pleasure because I don't feel guilty about it. God damn it. I just got a notification from Brennan. I thought he was calling again. I know his drunk ass ain't calling me again. He sent me a video, which is scary. I don't know what video I'm going to be opening up, but I'm going to do it off the podcast.
It's going to be more of that reindeer footage from Christy.
Oh, my God. I don't need it. That butthole. He got the butthole cut. where the fuck were we at in his notes, man? A Slay Off Cliff.
Bumblefuck's got the sleigh out now.
That's right. He unburied it or whatever. He saved the day. Oh, yeah. Jack Frost told him he was the only one that could save the day. That's right. So the sleigh is dug out. The elves are so happy that they just dance in a circle around Santa. It looks like the ending of it looked like King's ending from Tekken 1 where the little orphan kids dance around him and shit. Again, that's 2 weeks of Tekken references. I'm sorry. I love Tekken. But then, they pack the sleigh up and Santa flies off. You get the little country song. And then from this point forward, Brent slowly starts to die. Not even slowly. Brent is rapidly dying inside because I'm like, what the fuck am I watching now? I mean, I'm already wondering what the fuck I'm watching, but now it's really like, is this the whole last part of this movie? This is where a lot of them timer checks started. It wasn't that bad before this. Because pretty much, I got to say that first though, because I got to laugh out of this part because Santa's on his stiff ass sleigh. Christy's leading that motherfucker. I think ain't it just her? Is it just one or is it the whole crew? Okay, it's just her. Okay. She's leading it. And then when they land, your boy is like, they show him like holding his back and shit. And he's like, oh, we got to work on that land. And I was like, yeah, Christy made that ass humble.
I broke my back. Spinal.
And then pretty much from this point forward, Mike, please tell them what the fuck happens because it's like, I don't even talk about it.
Basically, from this point on, he's visiting a lot of animals. I believe there's a fox at one point.
I got all of them if you just name them off.
My favorite segment was the bobcat because the bobcat looked pissed off for most of that segment. And even Santa's like, whoa, he looks like he doesn't want me to mess with him right now.
He says that a few times. Did you get what the bobcat's name was?
Fuck, I don't remember. I was kind of dying at this point, too.
Bob. Bob the Bobcat. I'm going to just run down the list because like Mike said, the whole rest of this is just a montage of him like giving animals food and shit. So you get a fox, a white-tailed deer, Bob the Bobcat, Buck the deer, Otto the otter, Stinky the skunk, what is that? Pork the porcupine. Which immediately made me think of the fucking Family Feud clip. You know what I'm talking about, Mike?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
From the Steve Harvey era, the question was like, name something that starts with like pork. So like pork chop or pork roast, shit like that. And somebody said cupine. And your boy lost his shit because I was like, hell no. So every time I see porcupine, I immediately think of that clip with that goofy motherfucker saying that. But then you also get a black fox. What the hell is that? Oh, a goose. I was like, what the fuck is a boose? It's a goose. You got to write your G's better, Brent. And then coyote. And then after all of that, they just walk off. And then the movie ends. And that's the fucking Christy, who was the female or Santa's first female reindeer. Yeah, there you go. That was the whole movie. That was it. That's all. Shraps. Nothing else for you. I mean, you get something else. You got, credits and it's like B-roll of the crew and shit, and that's where I finally got the fucking names, because if you look this movie up on IMDb, there's no Wikipedia page, but if you look it up on IMDb, the only name it gives you is Santa. So when I went to write the names down for this shit starring him, and then it didn't have their names in the beginning, so I'm like, well, I guess it's just starring Santa Claus, but then I got all the names at the end, so it paid to stay through the credits, folks.
Now, a funny thing about that, I don't remember the guy's name, but when they showed the audio / special effects guy, I vocally said, fuck you, when he appeared on there.
I didn't even, honestly, man, I was just so dumbfounded. Like, when the credits start, I'm like, wait, that's it? I wasn't even paying attention to that shit. I don't know what you expected but I expected going into this, I'm like, okay, this is going to be some shit where it's going to be like, all right, it's going to be the fucking, like, Christy is going to have to deal with all the other reindeer fucking with her or something because she's the first female reindeer. She's going to have to, like, prove herself to the guys, quote unquote, type, but almost like Rudolph, pretty much like just gender swap Rudolph is what I expected. None of that at all. I didn't expect motherfucking blue face Jack Frost, the Wampas, fucking Londo from Babylon 5, and then just a glorified petting zoo montage at the end. None of that. What did you think this was going to be, Mike?
You would think it'd be something like you described, but even if you're going with the animal route, just showing animals, there's like no information about them. Like you don't know any, you don't get any information about the bobcats, the geese, the coyotes, any of that. So it's like, it sucks as a animal video as well. So you're learning nothing. It's just random footage of a drunk Santa Claus fucking with animals.
Oh, I'm glad you said that because that reminded me. every time Santa talked. You ever play Mega Man 8, Mike?
No, unfortunately, I haven't.
Can I find a clip without... Hold on. I'm about to find a clip of this shit so I can play it for you. Hold on. Where's my remote? But, like, honest to God, pretty much Santa, every time he talked, I'm like, this motherfucker sounds like Dr. Light from Mario. I mean, from Mario. Mega Man 8. Because in that game, I don't know who the fuck did the voice acting. I don't know who the fuck let it slide. But fucking... He sounds drunk in that game. Every time he talks, he's like, Mega Man, you got to go defeat Dr. Wario. It's like, what? The fuck? I gotta play it for you now. Hold on.
You know what would make this film awesome? If they had Wings Hauser as Santa.
Oh, that's a 10 plus probably right there.
Yeah, it'd be like a 2-hour discussion on that film.
Oh, look, the first video that comes up says Mega Man 8, terrible voice acting. There you go. So here we go, Mike. I'm gonna play. I'm gonna move the mic toward the TV so you can hear it.
What do you make of these?
These? Seems to be energy resources. But I've never seen this type on Earth. I don't know where this energy came from, but cannot let it fall into Dr. Wily's hands. You must recover all the energy immediately, Mega Man.
But where is Dr. Wily?
That's a good question. We may be able to locate another energy emission from the radar room. When we find that meteor, we'll find Dr. Wily.
There you go. And the name is Dr. Wily, Mike. He's saying Dr. Wily. That's what I thought of every time that motherfucker talked. That popped in my head every time.
That's pretty accurate.
Hold on. Somebody just asked me that. Somebody messaged me asking, like, hey, are you still recording? I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, what movie y'all talking about? And I'm like, oh, and I'm about to send you the whole link. Go ahead and watch it. I dare you. And then I'll tell you who to go blame for it later. So, Mike, yeah, that was the movie, man. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that's it, folks.
Yeah, that's all, folks. We're going to commercial break, goddammit, because we got to talk about this shit. And so we're going to play promo. Maybe some ads if Age Radio didn't want to even be bothered with this movie. And we'll be right back.
Wow, you look great.
Thanks. It's because I've been listening to the So Wizard podcast.
So Wizard podcast? That's that weekly nerdy movie review and news podcast, right?
That's right. And it's available on iTunes, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. They even have a YouTube channel, too.
Hey, I'm going to go listen to So Wizard podcast right now.
Four nerds with the weekly podcast and a YouTube channel about movies. Check out So Wizard Podcast today at sowizardpodcast.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, Mike, what did you think about Christy, a.k.a. Santa's first female reindeer?
Man, that was rough sitting for you.
And you did it twice, or at least one and a half.
Yeah, sadly, yeah, so about 1.5 times. There were some parts I liked. I actually kind of liked seeing the animals, but it wasn't really a point to that film-wise, so I'd give it like 2, maybe. Ooh. Out of 10.
Okay. I guess I'm giving it a higher score.
Wow.
Let's not get crazy, folks. It ain't gonna be no 10. It ain't even gonna be a 7 like Rhapsody Street Kids, because this was not as entertaining as Rhapsody Street Kids was. I was so confused the whole duration of this movie. Because like I said, I was expecting something. I told y'all what I was expecting, and I didn't get any of that. And there were so many times that I was laying there, like literally like laying my head on the fucking table at work. I'm like, what am I watching? What the fuck is this? What is happening? Who are these people? Why am I seeing blackface? God damn it. All this shit. All these questions I had. That's how I realized it was really blueface. So maybe he's racist against Dr. Manhattan. I don't know. But I did find some enjoyment out of this movie. I did laugh several times, I will admit. The fucked up computer graphics were the best. I did love seeing. Like I said, it's just like
real
Adult Swim shit, but just like not done on purpose like them. It's really, they're trying to do this shit. The main thing that dropped the score to the number I'm about to say is the ending. I just got so fucking bored at the end. Like everything that led up to it was like stupid shit. I ain't gonna say I don't like animals. Animals is cool. I'm just not like into them like that. Like everybody, like people get go to the Zoom, like, oh my God, look at that motherfucking cougar. You know, shit like that. I'm like, yes, that's cool. That's what's up. Like, I'm the dude that's at the zoo waiting to see monkeys, like, throw shit at people. That's what I want to see. God damn it. Everything else is just whatever. So that ending was just, it was rough. That's, like I said, I think of the five times I checked the timer, I think three came from just the last 10 minutes. Because I was like, this can't still be going. And then it's still going. And then, like you said, Santa just sitting there not even really doing much. He just watching the fucking things eat. Or he's, like, watching them look like they about to claw his fucking face off. Because I know that cat for a while looked like it was going to kill him. If that cat had fucked Santa up, I would have gave it a higher score, but he didn't. No. Mike, I'm trying to think, man. I'm between two numbers. I'm gonna have to probably go with the lower one because I don't know if I can go out on that motherfucking limb with that higher number because of that ending. If the ending had been stupid shit, I would have gave it this number, but I can't do it. So I'm gonna give it a 3.
Okay, that's not too bad.
I was between a 3 and a 4. I almost gave it a 4, but that ending was just so goddamn boring. I couldn't do it. It almost got a 4, though, man. It would have been actually probably between a 4 and a 5. But that shit dropped it between a 3 and a 4. Because I couldn't do it. So you know what that means, folks? We all get to say it together. Come on now. 1, 2, 3. Fuck you, Joey.
Fuck you, Joey.
Yeah, you know, he specifically said in the group chat that we can't say fuck him because he didn't actually tell us to watch it. But you suggested it, Joey. And you also made your co-host watch it on your show, even on the Patreon episode. Subscribe to So Wizard Podcast Patreon episode to hear them talk about this shit. But I'm sure they wanted to say it. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. I ain't got a chance to hear it yet. But I'm going to say it for him again. Fuck you, Joey. You did this. This is all your fault. I gave you Rap City Street Kids, but this is the 1-2 punch. Now, Roller Gator in this. But here's the real question. Mike, have you seen Roller Gator?
Yes.
Christy, better than Roller Gator.
It is, actually.
Ooh, I didn't expect that, actually. Honestly, I don't know, man. I don't remember what I gave Roller Gator, but I think I actually gave this a higher score, so I might agree with you. I forget what I gave Roller Gator. I did get a shit like a 2. And if this got a 3, I technically like it better. But yeah,
Christy did not have that acoustic guitar playing the whole entire soundtrack. That really pissed me off when I watched Roller Gator. I was actually mad when I watched Roller Gator.
That was I think that's what was putting PJ to sleep more than anything, was that damn guitar constantly playing, because he mentioned that shit. But yeah, I don't know, man. This is I can't, even if we're in a bad movie way, like if somebody montaged this on YouTube into like maybe a 10 minute chunk of all the goofy shit, I could recommend that. But an hour and 19 minutes is just, it's like Mike said, y'all, it's rough to sit through this whole fucking... That's why Rap City Street Kids got the score, because that was 40 minutes. I can do that. And it was funny 40 minutes. Like, there was all kind of... Like, that episode was long as fuck. This one is 56 minutes. This is unprecedented right now. We going back to old school style shit. Because it's just... I don't remember. This shit's gone. It wasn't inspiring, I guess. I don't fucking know. I don't even know what to say about it no more, other than it was this.
That shit is a 2-pack of ass.
And to be honest, if we had done this right after we watched the film, I would have been maybe like 2 minutes longer, maybe.
If that. Might have been angrier. I don't know. I honestly probably would have had less energy because I'd have been so sleepy. But Joey, yeah, I can't help you on this one, bro. I'm good on this one. But I can't help y'all learn a little something today, because I got this Black History flash call for that ass from the Urban Intellectuals. And this week, we have Jesse Ernest Wilkins Jr., November 27th, 1923 to May 1st, 2011. He was a scientist and mathematician. At the age of 13, Wilkins became the youngest student at the University of Chicago and graduated with his PhD at the age of 19. Contributed to the Manhattan Project, which produced the first nuclear weapons. Oh, shit. After the devastating effects of the atomic bomb at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Wilkins became and continues to be an opponent against nuclear weapons. So he saw that and was like, nah, fuck that shit. Designed and tested optical techniques for telescopes and microscopes when working at the American Optical Company in Buffalo, New York. He became Harvard University's Distinguished Professor of Applied Mathematical Physics in 1970. He served as president of the American Nuclear Society from 1974 to 1975. And in 1976, Wilkins received one of the highest honors for an engineer when he became the second African-American elected second African-American elected to the National Academy of Engineering. And that was Jesse Ernest Wilkins Jr. Black history for that ass. Oh, Mr. Backford, floor is yours. This is your time to shine. Tell them where they can find you at, where they can chop it up with you at, where else they can listen to you at, because I know you have become prolific with the podcasting. So let them know all about who Mike Backford is.
You can find me over at Twitter at Michael Backford. Also at Instagram at Backford Michael.
Hey.
I'm usually on a lot of podcasts. Mario from Soup Complex has told the internet that I'm like the Tony Randall of podcasts. Like, I'm on podcasts constantly. And I'm going to be on Everything I Learned from Movies here soon, talking about a Kurt Russell Christmas film, Christmas Chronicles. So I have a bit more energy for that. That was actually more entertaining than this film was. So
what?
If you want to hear me be more energetic, that's more of an episode to go to.
There you go. You also pop up a lot on the Rock Solid podcast, right?
Yes, I was recently on an episode about the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
And that was a really fun one to do. I'm also on there. I'm on Movies That Rock a lot. There's a lot of past episodes I was on for that. We're thinking about doing an episode, but I don't know when that's going to be. So, yeah, that's about it.
Keep on the lookout. Follow that page he told you about, that Twitter page, and you'll know all about it because I'm sure he'll post it on Twitter. You're fucking honking while I'm talking, goddammit. Oh, I'm sorry. yeah, if you're listening to this and you don't know who I am, my name is Brent. How you doing? And this is the Home Video Hustle. And you can follow us on Twitter at capital H, capital V, capital H, capital P, lowercase, podcast. HVH podcast with one D. And you'll get that joke soon, folks, if you don't know it already. What else we got? Instagram page. I don't know, I always blank after that. It's like I put all my energy into the Twitter handle. And then I just like lose it for a second. I got it back now. It's fine. Don't worry about me. I'm good. Instagram, Home Video Hustle Podcast. Follow us on there. I post a lot of pictures. I post a lot of goofy shit like me singing in the car. Sometimes you can catch me on the lives doing fucking record spins, all kind of crazy shit over on Instagram, Home Video Hustle Podcast. And we're on Facebook. And on there, I know we post shit on there too. If you hear my voice and you're like, damn, that brother sound like he might be shack shit. Well, you can come and find out right now. Because I got a YouTube page and me and PJ are on there every Wednesday except for this Wednesday. No, fuck that. I'm going to get the video out after this. Because now that I know the episode is recorded, because I don't want to put the video out and they'd be like, oh shit, I have no episode for you. And then that's when people start panicking. And I would know, and I joke about that, but I would say, hey, you know what? Thank you. I appreciate the fact that y'all care. Because I Mike and might be one of them. But if an episode is not out at midnight on goddamn Friday, I start getting email. Are you okay? Everything good? You need to record something? It's like, I appreciate that. It's like, I'm fine, though. You know, motherfuckers either just be lazy and or forgot to upload it. Or I might actually schedule it on the wrong day. That has also happened before. I accidentally put like 12 p.m. instead of 12 a.m. I'm human. I fuck up sometimes. I'm sorry. But I got y'all. But yes, YouTube page, videos every Wednesday. If you want to know what movie we're going to talk about that week, you just watch the YouTube video on Wednesday because we usually pick them at random. But see, like I said, Joey has given me this Christmas spirit of wanting to see what the fuck he got for us. And last time it worked out. This time, Joy fucked us. But not at the drive-thru, though. Hey, it's references for your ass. But yeah, so YouTube, every Wednesday, and sporadically, whenever I got some shit for you. We also have a Patreon page, where you can get $1 tier, $3 tier. You can help support us if you like. And you get extra stuff, bonus episodes when we got them for you. Full-length videos, which I do need to start uploading those again, because my fucking computer, I finally got it. Honestly, not my camera. I've had my camera since 2013. I think it's finally starting to die. So I need to probably get another one because I've been trying to get the fucking footage off of there. Because like we've been doing the last couple YouTube videos on my phone because the camera just shuts off randomly at certain points now. So I need to work on replacing that. But I got the footage off of there. I just need to edit it. I got y'all. Don't worry. So you'll be back to getting your full videos here soon. But you get those. But the biggest perk that everybody loves about Patreon is that you can make us watch shit. You can control the program like I'm letting Joey do right now, which next week, no, Joey, you're done now. But not no more. $1 tier, you can make us watch a movie once. $3 tier, you're just in the loop. We'll get to your movie, and then once we cycle, everybody's is good. You're going to give me another one, and we'll get you back in right now. I don't know, examples of shit we've done, because people are always like, oh, what kind of movies can I sit in there? I don't give a fuck. You can sit in there whatever. But just know, we might not like it. Like, we've done, but that wasn't even a Patreon movie. See, Joey and Brendan be fucking with me. Like, Joey got me watching this, and Brendan had me watching a Serbian film. And them ain't even Patreon picks. I'm just being too good a friend and letting them come and terrorize me on the show. But Patreon picks, we have done shit like From Justin to Kelly. Mike had us watch Hobo with a Shotgun, which was appreciated. We've had to watch Hook. We've had to watch The Fifth Element. We've had to watch goddamn Roller Gator. Thanks, Joey. Or fuck you. Shit like that. Like I said, it's the spectrum. Whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. It can be a short. It can be 40 minutes. It can be Rap City Street Kids. I don't give a fuck. It's your choice. You giving us that support, so we give you the shot to make us watch whatever you want. Porn could possibly not be off limits. It's all up to PJ if he wants to do it or not. I don't give a fuck. I'll do it. I've had people suggest it many times. They have plots sometimes. We can talk about that plot. So yes, that's Patreon, folks. What else do I got? Patreon, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I think that's it.
What about your radio show?
Speaking of which, I'm glad you said that. HVH Radio. I keep open book policy with people. I keep it real with y'all. I'm going to be honest. Your brother ain't been feeling great this December. It's been a lot of shit going on. It's been good stuff going on lately, but before this, it was rough. It's kind of this whole year. It's been rough. 2021 has sucked. 2020
is... That shit is a two-pack of ass.
That's what it's felt like for me. It's been a bunch of shit going on, but it's picking up. And you know what? Should I tell y'all about that now or should I wait? I'm going to tell y'all right now. Fuck it. Why not? I'm hyped about this shit. Right. Let's go. I'm going back to school, Mike. Fuck it.
We need some hype for this episode.
I'm going back to school. I'm already enrolled and everything. I actually, real shit, and you know, humble brag, because... Fuck it. I'm going to brag about it because I'm hype about it. God damn it. Shit. I did my motherfucking placement test. I had to do algebra, arithmetic, reading, and writing. Algebra and arithmetic, I was fucking terrified of because I'm horrible at math. Coming to find out, I got the results. And there's three tiers you can place in. I placed in the middle tier, but I was only like, on one of those, I was like 8 points off. The other one, I was only like 5 or 6. So I actually did way fucking better than I thought I would. So I was like, okay. I was hype about that. But I really got hype because then I got to the reading portion. The reading one, I placed in the top tier, so I'm good. But then the writing one, I was nervous about because Girlie was on the phone telling me about it. And she was like, yeah, you got this. And then she's like, and then your writing test, she kind of paused and she was like, oh. And I was like, oh no, that ain't sound good. Cause I did it at 5 a.m. when I got off work. So I was like, damn, should I wait when I wasn't tired or something? Like, and she was like, no, you got a perfect score. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, you got 8 out of 8. And she was like, it shocked me because I've never helped anybody that's ever gotten a perfect score before. I was like, really? She's like, yeah. I was like, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. I knew how to write. God damn it. All them years of writing comic books and shit in school paid off. I got notebooks upstairs full of like stories and shit I've written that I don't share with y'all. I've shared some of the poetry with y'all and I've written more since then. Y'all just ain't know that because I don't share all that because, hey, maybe on Patreon, you can give me to share some poetry. But now I was hyped though, Mike. I was like, I got a perfect score on some shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, great job.
And they got like this 10-month course because I was like, real shit. I might as well. I've been like the IT guy for everybody I know since I was a kid. My mom and dad love telling the story about how I fixed a VCR at 2 years old. They love telling people that story. So I'm like, man, I might as well just fucking do it. Like, I'm not certified in it, but I know a lot of shit already. So I might as well just get the fucking thing and just do that. And I also saw how much they pay IT dudes at my job. And I was like, God, hot damn. I probably should do that, actually. So I didn't want to do the associate or bachelor. I just like, hey, man, do y'all got a course where I can just do the fucking IT shit? I don't give a fuck about goddamn English and all this other shit. I want to do the IT shit. Where the fuck can I do that at? And they're like, oh, luckily, brother, we have a 10-month course. It's called IT Essentials. There's a math class and a reading class, but that's it. Everything else is all IT after that. So I was like, fuck yeah, we're going to do that. So I start classes in 2 weeks because I said, fuck it. I'm about to jump in there ASAP. We're going to get it popping. So 10 months from January, your mans will be getting another goddamn diploma because failure is not an option, goddammit. We're going to get this shit popping. I'm hype.
I'm happy for you, Brent.
Appreciate
it. I almost called you PJ.
I wasn't going to point it out. I was going to let it slide. It's all right. I know everybody loves PJ. It's fine. But you got me. So that's all you got today. PJ will be back next week. But to circle back around to where this all started, though, because I went off on a major tangent there, HVH Radio will be back. You know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to record that shit on Christmas night. It's going to be a holiday edition. And I already know, do I want to spoil? You know, yeah, I'm going to hype it up. Because I was telling PJ, I got to quit keeping everything a secret. Because I got to hype some shit up to get people excited. You know, people might be hyped for a surprise, but they might get even more hyped if they knew what it was. So I'm just going to say exactly what the topic is this time. Because the first episode of HVH Radio, was like just chill jazz shit. Second episode was just my chill hip hop shit. I was like, you know what? We done chilling. I'm in a good mood. I'm hyped. So we all gonna get hyped. But I was like, I wanna, cause every time I do these, I wanna play music that doesn't get like overplayed. You know what I'm saying? I don't wanna play the same shit that you hear on the radio. Or even like the old school stations, they start playing the same songs over and over again. I don't wanna do that. But I wanna do some old school hip hop. I wanna just play shit that, you know, you might know, or that you'll know from old, like from it being sampled and referenced to shit. So I'm gonna go back. Everything I play on the next HVH radio show is gonna be old school hip hop from 1979 to 1985. We going back to the old, the boom bop, breakdance, fucking Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five style era. We going to the origins of the hip hop. And I say 79 because, well, that part I'll save. You'll find out why it goes. Because most people say 80 to 85. No, we going 79 to 85 because I got something for that ass. I think I have the playlist down. I got like, there's one song I want to get, but for some reason, I'm not allowed to buy it. I'm trying so hard not to bootleg it because I want to buy it. But they might force me to do that because I can't buy it for some reason. It's there, but they won't let me fucking buy it. But we'll talk about all that on HVH Radio. And pretty much, if you don't know, HVH Radio is just a radio show. I talk and I play music. And it's on Patreon, but it's not behind a paywall because I can't make money on it because of music copyright. And I can't put it anywhere else because it immediately gets taken down because they think I'm fucking using somebody's music, even when it's not monetized. Like, I don't plan on making money on this shit, but they still block it. But Patreon doesn't block it. So it's on Patreon. I'll shoot out the link everywhere when it's out. I'm going to try because those episodes take pretty much no editing because I do all of it live on the mixer and everything, just like a real radio show. So I'm thinking if I get it on Saturday, record it, I might try and even have it out Sunday. Or you know what, Mike, since you're a listener, I ask you, would you rather have it on Sunday or Monday?
Sunday.
So there we did. I don't know when on Sunday. I'm going to get it out there, though. So you can like have your Sunday night, chill with your boy, get hype with your girl or with your mans or whoever the fuck. Get your motherfucking cardboard boxes out. Get your Adidas and your Pumas, your track suits, Kangos, all that good shit. Get your backspins popping. So we're going to take it back to the old school for real, for real. Keep be on the lookout for HVH Radio. And thank you for reminding me of that, because I know it's been like 5 weeks since I did the last one. Like I said, and it's been a long 5 weeks, bro. Oof. Been a lot of shit going on. But I'm good now. I'm back in higher spirits and shit. So we're going to get it popping.
Unfortunately, the episode after that's going to be the soundtrack from Christy.
Just HVH Radio episode is just all me. It's going to be that fucking Roller Gator acoustic guitar. And every break, I should just play that in the background. Just the Joey soundtrack. I'm going to get all the movies he be suggesting. I'm going to get a Rhapsody Street Kid soundtrack. So you can get Peebo Bryson singing. Get this soundtrack.
Oh, man, that was so funny when he's like, Peebo Bryson's going so hard on that song.
For this whack-ass cartoon. Like, I was bugged out because me and my brother were watching it. We were like, why does that voice sound so familiar? And why is he going so fucking hard? When his name popped up on the screen, I was like, that's fucking Peebo. Because my brother thought it was motherfucking Jeffrey Osborne from LTD and shit. And I was like, that can't be. It can't be. I was like, somebody just sang it. And they was like, I need that paycheck. And I was like, Peebo, no. What are you doing? But like, but like Joey said, he probably didn't know what the fuck he was singing that song for. So, yeah, I'm going to have to show Peebo some love. Whenever I do another like R&B joint or something, I got to play Peebo. So, because I know some people were like, who the fuck is Peebo Bryson? I'm like, God damn you people. Look it on YouTube. But that's another reason why I like doing the radio show. Because like I said, I'm going to play shit that you might not know. And as I get more and more acquainted with this rock and or roll, I might have an episode of that too for you. Never know what might come up on there. It ain't just one. It can be anything I want to play. So keep on the lookout. I can have all 80s pop edition. That is in the books. I don't know when. Because I love 80s pop music. I don't know, man. I got ideas. There's a whole notebook full of ideas. I just got to pick one and then make the playlist. And I love doing that shit. It's fun to me. So I ain't no problem at all. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. You know what? Hey, if y'all got suggestions, fuck it. Especially patrons. Hey, you got an idea for some shit? You got a request? Oh, fuck that. Hey, patrons, y'all know what I'm... this works out. Because now, since y'all know the topic, y'all can give me the songs that fit. Patrons, if you got a suggestion, 1979 and 1985. If there's a song in particular you want to hear, let me know on Patreon and I'll add it to the mix. Bam, listener request time. Got you. You could even go above and beyond the call if you want and record something so it could really sound real if you want and send it in. Send it in and be like, hey, man, I want to hear Grandmaster Flash of Furious 5. Play that White Lines. I got you. Fuck it. I'll do that shit live.
I was gonna say Joey's gonna probably pick like rapping Rodney or something now. No,
pick the fucking rapping Duke. That song is terrible. Remember rapping Duke? You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Like even Biggie referenced that shit. But yeah, man. So that's what I got for you. Mike, thank you for helping me through this because we actually got to almost an hour and a half, bro. We made it. We got content for their ass.
Yep. We made it. We did it.
So thank you for helping a brother out because, and this is like last minute, like, but thankfully since it's not too long, this won't take long to edit anyway. So I'm going to have this out there. This will be out there Friday. And when this is done, I will record that video so people can see just what the fuck we talked about. And again, thank you /fuck you, Joey, for making us watch this. Oh, Christy outside.
That's the dogs downstairs.
Oh, shit. I just heard some type of animal in the background. Santa down there.
I think it's about time for them to eat, so they're right. Going off.
All right, so let me get you out of here so you don't starve them dogs and you have animal rights people on that ass, Mike, so I got you.
All right.
I just got one thing left to tell them, Mike.
What's that?
I'm Brent.
I'm Mike.
I don't know what song this is going to be. Oh, that one, okay. So I know Voorhees sent me Christmas shit, so I got you. Oh, wait, oh, is this the one? It's got the beat drop, right? Where the beat at? There you go. Yeah. Have a good rest of your Friday. Have a good rest of whatever fuck day you listen to this on. Have a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, all that shit. Because I forgot this is actually be coming out on Christmas Eve if it comes out Friday. Fuck. So yeah. Be merry. Be happy. Be holly. Be jolly. Be all that good shit. Peace to the world and all that whatever the fuck. If you want to watch Christy, it's on YouTube. And then you can also go to @SoWizardPodcast on Twitter and do #FuckYouJoey if you didn't like it. See, we're going to start a trend now, Joey. Peace.
Peace.
Perfectly timed.